peace, brothers and sisters and friends.
感恩节快乐。
Happy Thanksgiving.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来献上我们的感恩赞美。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you to give you all the thanks and praise.
求主你的圣灵引导我们每个在座的，让我们用心灵诚实来敬拜你。
May the Holy Spirit lead every one of us so that we can worship you in spirit and truth.
主，当我们传讲你的话的时候，主又也求主你的圣灵引导我们每个人的心。
Lord, when we preach your word, let the Holy Spirit work among everyone's heart.
因为真的是只有你的圣灵引导我们，我们才能更多的明白你的话语。
Because only your Holy Spirit can guide us to understand the truth.
主，我们谢谢你。
Thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
上周是我们的感恩节。
So, last week was the Thanksgiving holiday.
那么其实这个节日呢，是17世纪初呢。在欧洲人到达美国以后才开始的。
So this holiday begins during the 17th century, that early 17th century when Americans that came to the United States.
那么当时呢，这片大陆是一片的荒芜。
So at that time, the land is still desolated.
所以这些来自欧洲的人呢，就不知道如何在这里生存下去。
So people from the European, they do not know how to survive here.
那么是一些这个友善的印第安人来教他们，如何猎取火鸡，还有种植玉米。
So it's the local Indians that, friendly Indians that they help, the people that how to hunt the turkeys and plant things to survive.
那么秋收以后呢，那么这些渡过难关的人们呢，就举行了一场盛宴。
So after the harvest in the fall, that the people that had a feast to celebrate.
那么为了表达他们的感恩之情呢，他们也邀请这些印第安人一起来参加他们这个活动。
In order to express their thanks to the local Indian people, that they invited them to also participate in the feast.
那么从那以后呢，就是每年的这个秋收以后的一天，他们都是有这样的一个感恩的活动。
Since then, that every year after the fall harvest, that they will have this holiday to celebrate.
那么就是感激这些印第安人来在他们困境的时候为他们所做的一切。
So they are giving thanks to the local Indians during their hard times. They helped them.
那么这个庆典呢，最后就演变为我们今天的感恩节。
So this celebration later on becomes the Thanksgiving holiday.
所以呢，感恩节呢，它本来的意思是表达感恩。
So the Thanksgiving holiday to express thanks.
可是我们知道呢，现代的人的感恩节呢，已经就是购物代替了这个感恩。
So now we know that nowadays that seems the shopping is taking over this holiday's spirit.
那么把感恩节几乎就当作一个疯狂的购物，还有大家一起聚会的一次机会。
So this becomes that during this holiday that there's a crazy shopping and parties.
那么这个世界其实呢，它总是让我们的眼目离开神。
So this world that always lead us our eyes that away from focus on God.
那比方说复活节，它有小兔子。
For example, during the Easter's that they have the rabbits.
那么圣诞节呢？他们我们有圣诞老人，还有各样的礼物。
And the Christmas holiday that there's Santa Claus and all kinds of gifts.
但是对我们基督徒来说，生命中最感恩的乃是神给我们的救赎。
But for Christians, that the most Thanksgiving we should give is for God's salvation.
那么虽然呢，我们每日都应当是活在一种感恩的之中。
Even though every day we should live in the spirit that of Thanksgiving.
因为我们知道没有神的恩典，如果没有神来维护这个世界，我们连一刻也存留不了。
Because we know, apart from God's covenants, providence, that we cannot live even one second in this world.
然而呢，很多时候呢，我们因为忙于各样的事情。
But oftentimes, because we're so crazy, so busy, sorry.
那么常常忘记感恩和思想神给我们最宝贵的救恩。
We often forget that God gave us the salvation.
那么即使我们想到神的恩典，我们多数的时候也是眼前的，也是这种外在的。
Even though we sometimes we think about Thanksgiving, but only the things that before our eyes or things that appeared to us.
所以很少对救恩呢有一个更深入的一个思考。
We do not give much deep thinking about our salvation.
那么在这个感恩的季节呢，也求神透过今天的信息。
And during this holiday season, we ask God through His message today.
来帮助我们呢，能够思想我们过去以往对我神对我们的保护、带领和供应的同时。
And we want to think about that in the past days that God provide and protect us.
来一起思想神给我们的救恩是何等的浩大。
And let us ponder on the salvation that God gave to us.
那么通过今天的信息呢，求圣灵和神的话语呢，来再次帮助我们明白。
And through today's message, let us once again understand.
那么是神完全的工作，使基督徒呢蒙恩得救，那么为的是叫我们行善。
And it's God's own complete, His own work that we are saved, and to the purpose that to do good works.
那么当初的欧洲人为印第安人教会他们在地上生存的方法而表达感恩。
So the holidays used to express the Europeans that who gave thanks to the local Indians to help them to survive.
而我们知道神赐我们救恩，而且我们因为信耶稣又被称为义。
But God gave us this salvation because we believe Jesus Christ. We're called righteous in God's eye.
所以我们深深感我们想到的恩典不只是神赐给我们在这个地上有限的连接一切的供应。
So we not only give God thanks for the life that we have in this world.
也保守了我们一切的平安。
And gave us the peace.
那么这个恩典呢，是关乎永恒的，乃是我们得的永生。
And we also give thanks for the grace that God gave us the eternal life.
所以我们没有得到我们该受的惩罚。
We did not get the punishment we should deserve.
我们得到呢，乃是神浩大的不死之恩。
We instead that we we have God's forgiveness from His great grace.
那我们来从三个方面的思想神他记名救恩的奇妙。
So we will ponder on the salvation through three categories.
那我们首先知道神的救恩他是神，我们的救恩是神所赐的。
We know that our salvation is a gift from God.
我们的救恩不是出于我们的行为。
Not because of our own works.
那么我们的救恩乃是神在耶稣基督里成就的。
And this salvation is accomplished by God in Jesus Christ.
我们先来看第一节，就是我们的救恩乃是神所赐的，这是第八节。
So verse 8 that tells us that our salvation is a gift from God.
那么前面两次信息告诉我们了，我们本来都是一群完全败坏的人。
So through previous sermons that we know, we all dead in our transgressions.
我们完全没有指望。
We have no hope.
那么神因着他丰盛的怜悯和大爱。
But because God's great love and mercy.
他舍弃他的独生爱子耶稣基督。
And He gave us His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
It is Jesus who died on the cross.
那么做了我们的赎罪祭，那么也就是担当了我们各样的罪。
As an atonement for our sin, that is bear all our transgressions.
同时呢，主耶稣也做了我们的也做了我们的这个挽回祭。
And also he also reconciled us with God.
那么使我们能够与使我们能够把与神断绝的关系呢重新恢复过来。
so that we can regain our reconciled with God and have the right relationship.
那么跟神呢重新的和好。
Now we're reconciled with God.
那么神通过使耶稣基督复活的大能呢，把我们从这个过犯罪恶中拯救出来。
So it is God that who delivered us out of our sin and death.
那么赦免了我们一切的罪。
And forgive all our transgressions.
那么拯救跟这个赦免呢，其实我们常常也会听到这些词。
So, salvation and forgiveness, we often hear those words.
但是我们是否真正的想到过，那么神，那我们这个救恩是从哪里来？我们神又赦免了我们什么？
But have we ever pondered that where this salvation come from and what are the sins that God forgive us?
那么神乃是从我们绝望中拯救了我们。
But it is God who delivered, saved us from the no hope.
那么他赦免我们的是除了耶稣基督没有任何人能够担当的罪责。
So he forgave our sins that other than Jesus Christ, no one can bear their own sin.
所以由此呢，神其实赐给了我们一个新的生命。
So God gave us a new life in Christ.
那么这个生命呢，其实是一个新的创造。
So this is a new creation.
所以只要是神的创造，那么就不人就做不了什么。
So if it's God's creation, that there's no work from man.
是神完全的大能。
It is God's complete power.
所以呢，人呢是承受这个创，只是承受这个创造的恩典。
Man is the only receives God's creation.
那么神创造了我们的始祖亚当夏娃。
So God created our ancestor Adam and Eve.
但是呢，亚当夏娃呢，由于想和神一样。
But because they want to be like God.
所以呢，他们就骄傲犯罪。
So because of their pride that they commit sin.
也就是说，从开始呢，人其实最大的问题就是骄傲。
So it back to the root problem, the biggest thing that man commits is pride.
那么这两节经文呢，清楚让我们看到。
So these two verses let us understand.
那在救恩这件事上，我们是承受者。
So, speak of the salvation, we are only the receiver.
那我们这些蒙恩得救的人需要知道，我们的救恩乃是完全出于神。
So for all believers that we should understand our salvation is all from God.
所以八节这儿说，你们得救本是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
So verse 8 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.
那么这里其实首先告诉我们，得救包括两个因素。
So there's two factors in our salvation.
那么神的救恩和人信心的回应。
So God's salvation and man's response.
那么在神的这个恩典方面呢，每个信徒都承认我们的救恩呢是神赐给的，神提供的。
So in salvation that we all know that our salvation is completely from God.
然而在人的信心的回应方面，有的信徒就认为，既然需要人的回应，那么救恩中人也有一部分的人也就这个我们在人也涉足在救恩之中。
So speak of the human's response to salvation that we often thought that because of we responded so that we are part of the salvation too.
也就是救恩一部分也是出于人。
So part of the salvation seems is also from man.
所以呢，这在逻辑上是没有问题的。
This seems sounds very logic.
但是呢，我们看一看接下来圣经告诉我们什么。
But if we examine the scripture carefully,
他说这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
The scripture says not by works.
那么这里面的、
oh, sorry.
那么这里面的这呢，就是指得救这件事情。
So here it says that it's the salvation.
那么它包括了神提供的救恩和我们人出于信心的反应。
And this is the salvation God provides and the response that human gave.
所以这两个方面呢，这儿说了都不是出于人。
And the scripture says it's not from ourselves, it is a gift of God, not because of we did anything.
而都是神所赐的，都是出于神。
It's all from God, all belong to God.
那么其实按我们的本性呢，我们知道我们得救前呢是死在罪恶过犯之中。
And in our sinful nature, that we all dead in our transgressions.
所以就即使呢救恩呢摆在那里。
Even though the salvation is laid there for us,
我们也没有信心和能力去主动的获得。
We do not have faith or power to accept it.
也就是说，当神拯救我们的时候
，When God saves us,
那么他不但为我们提供了救恩
，Not only He provides salvation for us,
他也同时赐给了我们获得这些救恩的信心和能力。
And He also provides the faith and the power so that we can receive this salvation.
而这些都不是你我所固有的。
And it's not from our self.
所以凭我们的本性呢，我们在得救这件事情上没有一点点的主动性。
So according to our sinful nature, that we have no part contributed to our salvation.
所以我们已经堕落的自由意志是不可能产生信心去接受神给我们赐的救恩。
So our fallen nature, that the free will of our fallen nature, that we do not have the ability to receive salvation.
所以只有靠从外面来的圣灵的工作和神所赐给我们的信心，我们才能去接受神的救恩。
Only through the Holy Spirit.And the faith that God gave to us that we can receive salvation.
所以呢，我们有了救恩和信心，其实就是有了一个新的生命。
So when we receive this faith and salvation, that we have a new life.
其实成为了一个新的创造。
And we are a new creation.
而这个新生命本能的去接受神给我们预备的救恩。
And this new life that receives God salvation.
那么在马太福音15:25-27，那么有这样一个故事。
In Matthew chapter 15, there's a story.
那么大家还记得一个迦南的妇人，她凭信心求主耶稣来医治她的小女儿。
There's a woman that from Canaan that by her faith that she asked Jesus to save her daughter.
那么在这几节经文中，他这样说：说那妇人来拜他，说主啊，帮助我。他回答说：不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。妇人说：主啊，不错，但是狗也吃他主人桌子上掉下来的残渣。
Verse 25, the woman came and knelt.Before him, Lord, help me, she said. He replied, It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
那么这个故事呢，可以帮助我们理解在得救的这些事情上，我们到底有没有主动性。
So this story can help us that do we have any voluntary work in our salvation?
那么妇人将自己卑微的像一条狗。
So the woman that said she's so humble, just compare him herself as a dog.
但是不管怎么样的卑微，那我们知道只有一条活着的狗，它才会看到食物，产生出这个去吃的意念。
So no matter how lowly, but only a live dog that can see the food and eat.
那么一条没有生命的狗，它绝对不会去吃它摆在它旁边的食物。
If there for a lifeless dog that they will not eat the food in front of them.
所以这里我们看到迦南妇人的信心只能是来自于神。
So we know that this the face of this Canaan woman it's only from God.
而他能够这样的思想，能够这样的相信我们的主，也是神给他的这个能力。
The reason she can come to Jesus and think Jesus can, save her, is all, the power of God.
同样的，那么我们过去是死在罪恶过犯中。
And same that we were also dead in our transgressions.
本来我们是没有能力，也没有信心来接受神给我们预备的救恩。
And we do not have ability and faith to receive salvation.
那我们之所以接受神所赐的救恩，是因为圣灵的工作先赐给了我们一个得救的信心。
So the reason that we receive salvation because God, beforehand already gave us the faith. To be saved.
那么使我们有了一个，首先有了一个新的生命。
So we already have a new life.
所以呢，我们信耶稣是出于一个全新的生命的本能。
So the reason that we believe Jesus because this new life works in us.
那么这就是为什么说你我相信了耶稣，而还有一些人到现在还没有信耶稣。
That is the reason that you and me that we received, believed Jesus Christ, but other people's that still not yet.
所以就是不是，所以不是老我的自由，所以信耶稣呢，不是一个老我的自由意志的选择。
So believe Jesus is not our old self's sinful nature's choice.
那么这个新生命的信心，还有那么还有它都是新生命，还有信心都是神给赐给的。
So this new life and faith are all gift from God.
那我们再来看另一方面的关于救恩的另一个方面。
So let us take a look at another area of the salvation.
所以我们的救恩呢，来是不是出于我们自己的行为
？So our salvation is not a work of ourselves.
那么第九节这里说，不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Verse 9, not by works, so that no one can boast.
那么这里的行为呢，它不是说雅各书中我们像上一次的信息，那么已经我们得救以后新生命信心的一种行为。
So the works here is not the works that indicated in the book of James.
那么这里说的是人在得救前没有任何行为可以将我们带入救恩。
This work points to the work that before man is saved, there's no work man can do.
那么圣经这里从另一个方面告诉我们，我们在得救这件事上是没有任何功劳可言的。
So the scripture told us that our salvation, we have no part contributed to it.
那么也就是说，我们得到救恩丝毫不是因为我们做了任何的工作。
Our salvation is not part, is not that we did anything.
就像我们说工作劳力去赚取任何的赚取报酬。
It's just like if we work that we will get paid.
所以它不是这个样子的。
It's not, our salvation is not like that.
所以我们得救前乃是顺服魔鬼撒旦的。
Before we get saved that we obey Satan.
我们也是发中情欲的。
And we also indulge in our sinful nature.
而且我们也是随着我们的肉体和心中喜好的去行。
And we also do things according to our own sinful nature and desire.
所以呢，凭我们自己的本性，我们是不可能做任何讨神喜悦的事情。
By our sinful nature, we cannot do anything please God.
所以呢，如果我们能够靠我们自己来得救，那我们就不需要救主了。
If we can save the, we can save ourselves, that we do not, we will not need a savior.
而且如果我们那样，而且如果那样成的话，那么我们自己一定会骄傲。
So if we can save ourselves, then we will be boast ourselves.
那么一定会自夸。
We will be very proud and boast ourselves.
那么这就像说，那么佛教徒自以为他们的清心，那么自夸他们有他们的清心寡欲。
So those Buddhism that they boast that they do not have a lot of cravings of this world.
他们也以此为荣。
And they are proud of themselves.
而摩门教或者耶和华见证人也都标榜他们的种种善行。
And those believers in the Book of the Mormon believers and the Jehovah Witnesses, they also proud of their own good works.
而且他们也相信这些善行终究会将他们带入他们以为的极乐世界或者是天堂。
And they also believe that those good works will bring them to the heavens that they think in their head.
但是对我们基督徒而言。
But for our Christians,
那么以为善行可以得救才是最大的骄傲。
If we believe that our good works can save us, that's proud.
那么从表面上看，在得救这些事上，我们是做了个选择。
So from the word that seems that we did something, to obtain our salvation.
但这一行为呢，不是出于我们老我的本能。
But this work is not based on our own old self.
而是因为神给我们所赐的信心和圣灵在我们心中的工作。
But it is the faith that from God and the Holy Spirit work inside of us.
使我们先有了一个新的生命。
Because God first gave us a new life.
那么我们再回到马太福音中刚才的那个耶稣和那位迦南妇人的对话。
So back to the book of Matthew that Jesus' conversation with that Canaan woman.
那么当狗去吃桌子底下掉下的食物的时候。
When the dog eats the crumbs that fall from the table,
那么主人会不会，那么主人会不会赞成这个狗说它有任何的功劳？
And will the master praise the dog that have any contribution to this thing?
我们想他是绝对不会这样，不会有这样的想法的。
I don't think so.
因为这是这个狗它自己的本能。
Because this is the dog that he has this instinct that start eating.
同样，我们走出一步去接受耶稣基督，成为我们的救主，还有我们生命的主。
So same that when we work the first step that to receive Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们能如此行，乃是出于神赐我们的新一个新的生命的本能。
So the reason we can do that, walk out that first step, because God already gave us a new instinct.
所以没有我们自己所做的任何的功劳。
It's nothing that we did by ourselves.
所以我们没有任何的理由自夸。
So we have no reason that boast ourselves.
那么就是信心之父亚伯拉罕，他这个因信称义，却没有任何可夸的。
Even though Abraham the face of the father that he has nothing to boast.
那么在罗马书四章二节他这样讲，他说倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义，就有可夸的，只是在神面前并无可夸。
Romans chapter 4 verse 2, if in fact Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God.
所以我们之所以听了福音而相信神得到了救恩，
The reason that we hear gospel and believe God and receive the salvation.
所以根本的原因是主耶稣基督的死和复活为我们所成就的。
It is because Jesus died for us and accomplished the salvation.
而这个救恩又因为圣灵的恩典加在了我们的身上。
And also by God's grace through the Holy Spirit that this grace fall upon us.
那么就像保罗在罗马书五章十到十一节这样告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 5, Paul said this.
他说因为我们做仇敌的时候且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好就更要因他的身得救了。不但如此，我们既借着我们主耶稣基督得与神和好，也就借着以神为乐。
For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only is this so, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation.
所以呢，救恩乃是主耶稣给我们成就的，我们没有任何一点点的功劳。
So salvation is accomplished by the Lord. We have no contribution in it.
所以呢，在哥林多后书十章十七节告诉我们说，但夸口的当指着主夸口。
That's why in the second Corinthians that says that, let him who boasts boast in the Lord.
这也是我们今天要分享的第三点，就是我们的救恩乃是在耶稣基督里所成就的。
So our salvation it is accomplished, by God in Jesus Christ.
那么这里第十节说，我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
Verse 10, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
那么保罗呢，在这里首先我们解释了为什么救恩完全是神的恩赐。
So Paul first explained that why salvation is God's gift for us.
他说我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督里造成的。
And because we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
那么这里的工作呢，在希腊语中它的意思是就是手工艺品，或者是诗歌、小说等这种文学作品。
So the workmanship in the Greek, original Greek language is like a literature or psalm or that kind of illustration.
所以呢，保罗在这里是让我们明白，我们人类一开始是就是神所创造的。
So Paul is telling us that man that are created by God.
那么每一个人呢，都是神的一切作品。
So everyone is a work of God.
那么呢，但是这个作品呢，却因罪而被破坏。
But this work that is contaminated by sin.
所以呢，我们生来都是完全堕落的罪人。
So we are all born with a sinful, depraved sinful nature.
那么在灵性上呢，都是死的。
And we all dead in the spirit.
那么只有这个神的大能来重新塑造我们。
Only through God's mighty power to recreate us.
那么借着我们与基督耶稣联合，使我们重新的活过来。
Through the union with Jesus Christ that we can live again.
那么这也是就是在灵性上的复活。
This is the spiritual relive.
其实这是一次这个重新的创造。
So this is a new creation.
那么是神在耶稣基督里亲自做成的。
So it is God that in Jesus Christ did all this work.
所以呢，在哥林多后书五章十七节，他说：“若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。”
So in Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone; the new has come."
所以呢，只有在耶稣基督里，我们才会有一个新的生命。
So only in Jesus Christ that we will have this new life.
所以任何宗其他的宗教信仰中是没有救恩的。
So among all the other religions that there is no new life.
所以只有一条路。
Only one way.
所以只有耶稣基督这位完全的神，也是一个完全的人，是我们唯一的指望。
So only Jesus Christ, this fully God and fully man, He is the only, our only hope.
所以只有信他，只有我们接受他成为我们的救主、生命的主，我们才能有真正的救恩。
Only by believing Him, receive Him as our Savior, that we will have this new life.
那么接着呢，保罗告诉我们，神赐我们的救恩的目的呢，是叫我们行善。
And then Paul told us the purpose God saves us is to do good works.
那么这里的行善，它的意思其实就是在善工中行走。
So here the do good work that means that you walk in the good deeds.
那么神拯救我们，他是叫我们来行善。
That's the reason that God saved us.
那么其实呢，这里的行善呢，是我们对这个不配之恩的一个回应。
So this good work is a response for an undeserved salvation.
如果我们真的深深地知道神给我们这么大的救恩，
If we truly deeply understand how great the salvation is for us,
那我们也会深深知道我们以前是完全做不到的。
And we also understand in our sinful nature that we cannot do that.
因为我们以前都连什么是行善我们都不知道。
Because we before that we do not even fully understand what is the real good works.
而神拯救了我们。
But it's after God saved us.
那么这种拯救呢，乃是白白的，也是浩大的，也是任何事情都无法代替的。
And this salvation, it is great, and it's free.
那我们该用什么来回应神给我们这种的浩大的恩典呢？
So how are we going to respond this great, such a wonderful grace?
那么圣经上也告圣经上让我们知道呢，这不是我们罪人能靠自己成就的。
So Bible also told us that we cannot do this.Good work by ourselves.
所以这完全的是神的工作。
This is all God's work.
而行善呢，我们要知道，他行善呢，不能把我们带入救恩。
So the good work will not bring us to salvation.
那么，但是得救后的行善呢，是我们新生命的必然的结果。
But after the salvation, the good works is the result of the salvation.
所以我也就是说，我们在得救前是不可能。有任何善行的。
So before our salvation, we will not have any true good works.
可能在人的眼里是我们做了一些好事。
Maybe in man's eye that we seem doing good things.
但是在神的眼里不是的。
But in God's eye.
因为我们做那些不是按照神的旨意行的。
But in God's eye, we that does not count as good works.
那我们蒙了恩救恩的时候，那么我们行善也不是为了持守我们的救恩。
So after we are saved, we do good works. It's not trying to keep our salvation.
而是对神给我们这种大爱的一种回应。
But it is a response to God's great love.
也是每一个蒙恩得救的人一个必然的一个见证。
And also is a good testimony for.Believer that who are truly saved.
那么这也就是雅各书二章二十六节告诉我们的：身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
So this is also said in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 26. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
所以呢，也就是说，得救蒙恩得救的人，他的善行跟他的救恩乃是并行的。
So for a true believer.That his good deeds and his salvation are the is a must is a must outcome.
所以呢，我们不是靠信心加行为得救。
So we're not saved by faith and works.
然而呢，得救后的人一定会有善行。
But after one is saved.They will have good works.
因为善行能证明我们有一个神所赐的真信心和一个新生命。
Because good works can give testimony that God, we have a true faith and salvation from God.
那么今天的信息呢，让我们看到救恩它的奇妙。
So today's message let make us understand the the wonderfulness of salvation.
那我们的救恩呢，完全是神的工作。
Our salvation is completely God's work.
我们的救恩呢，是通过耶稣基督的死和他的复活成就的。
This salvation is accomplished by Jesus Christ's death.
那么是通过圣灵的工作实施在每个圣徒的身上。
And through the Holy Spirit worked in a believer's heart.
所以我们的得救实质上是我们得到了一个新的生命，也还有真实的信心。
So this salvation is we receive a new life and the true faith.
那么有了这种新生命和真信心的人，那必然会有善行伴随他的一生。
And the one that who has the new life and the true faith will have good works.
那么这也正是神拯救 你我的目的。
That is also the purpose that God saves us.
那么其实这也是神赐给我们的最大的福分。
And also is a great blessing from God.
那么让我用马太福音的五章三到十节，也就是主耶稣讲的八福，来和大家思想我们新生命应该是一个什么样的写照。
So let us use the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. What should our new life be look like?
那么我们这样，那么这些里面的祝福呢，其实都是我们神拯救我们以后，我们该当有的神的新生命的一些外在的表现。
So all these blessings should be every true believers after they're saved that the new life should demonstrate.
对，让我们一起来思想这些祝福。他这里说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。连续人的有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor, in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
那么但愿主耶稣在这里所说的这些八福，成我们每一个蒙恩得救的人，我们行在一生中行善的一个标准。
So may this beatitudes from our Lord Jesus Christ be the good testimony for every believers.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy.
我们感谢主，你赐给我们每一个主你儿女奇妙的救恩。
We thank you for giving every children of you, yours that this salvation.
主，你让我们深深的知道，主这个救恩是何等的宝贵。
You let us truly understand how precious this salvation is.
是我们白白的得到的。
And it's a free gift from you.
但是是父神你舍弃你的独生爱子耶稣基督为我们成就的。
But it is God, the Father, who gave His only begotten Son, Jesus, to accomplish this.
主，你赐给我们救恩，乃是让我们一生中能够活出主你的荣耀。
Lord, you gave us this salvation so that in our days of life that we can live a life glorify you.
你赐给我们救恩，乃是为了预备我们一生能够行主你喜悦的善行。
So that we can, in our life on this earth, that we will do good works.
我们知道靠我们自己，我们跟什么也做不到。
We know that by ourselves, we cannot do anything good.
但是我们知道主，你的恩典是丰丰富富的。
But we know that your grace is abundant.
主，就求主你保守我们，带领我们能够活出一个每日心善的生命。
May the Lord keep us and help us to live a life that full of good works.
能够荣耀主你的名。
So that your name will be glorified.
也能够对我们周围的人能够得到益处。
And also will benefit the people that who around us.
从主你儿女的身上能够看到主耶稣的样式。
So that through your children that they will see your son Jesus.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.